Today at the state softball championships at Harlan Rogers Park in Fort Dodge, and it was in Class 1A the nightcap, seeing Akron Westfield defeat North Central Kossuth Armstrong Ringstead by a score of 4-0, as Akron Westfield is a 1A champion. Also in the 1A third place game, that was rained out, and that was to be between Preston and Martinsdale St. Mary's. They had to cancel that one. In Class 2A, Iowa City Regina defeated West Burlington 6-5 for the state title here in Class 2A. Mid Prairie and West Burlington in the third place game was canceled also due to rain. In Class 3A, Clear Creek Amana defeated Winterset 3-2 in 8 innings of play to take home the state championship. So Winterset the runner-up, Clear Creek Amana state champs. Dallas Center Grimes 3-0 over Carlisle to take third place. In Class 4A, it was Des Moines East 6-3 over Ankeny for the state title. They're the first team ever to win the girls' state basketball championship and then also win the girls' state softball championship in the same calendar season. And also Pleasant Valley was a 5-0 winner over Burlington for the third place spot in Class 4A. So that wraps up the girls' state softball season. And the boys' state baseball tournament got underway yesterday at Principal Park in Des Moines. It was number one seed Kemper Catholic taking the field in Class 2A and defeating North Fayette West Union 7-0. Kemper improves to 38-1 on the season, and they'll move on to play in the semis in 2A. And then also fourth seed Gilbert was a 2-1 winner over North Polk Alleman last night as well. So they move on by that 2-1 victory. They'll play Kemper Catholic on Thursday. That game will be played at noon at Principal Park. On the slate today, just two more games in Class 2A. It'll be St. Albert of Council Bluffs taking their sixth seed against number three seed Columbus Catholic Waterloo at 8 o'clock this evening. And a little bit earlier than that, at 6 o'clock, it'll be Alta Aurelia facing Davis County of Bloomfield. The Class 1A baseball championships will get underway on Monday as locally Coon Rapids Baird will take on Preston in the 4-5 seed matchup at 2 o'clock in the afternoon Monday. And then at 8 o'clock in the evening, it's 7 seed Orient Maxburg facing Newman Catholic Mason City. Also in Class 3A, it'll be 6 seed ADM Adele taking on 3 seed Washington at 6 p.m. Tuesday evening. And at 8 p.m. Tuesday evening, it's 7 seed Harlan facing 2nd seed Boone. And the 4A baseball championships will get underway with their opening round games on Wednesday. Once again, all those taking place at Principal Park in Des Moines. Moving on to Major League Baseball, a game you heard here on KJN last night. Albert Pujols went 4-for-5 and homered for the second straight game to lead the St. Louis Cardinals past the Pittsburgh Pirates 6-4. St. Louis and the Pirates are tied a game out of first in the crowded NL Central standings. And also in the other Major League Baseball action, Cole Hamels tossed 8 dominant innings, and the Philadelphia Phillies beat the San Diego Padres for the 8th straight time, 3-1. Milwaukee doubled up San Francisco 4-2 and took over first place in the NL Central. Colorado topped Arizona 8-4. Aaron Cook earned his first victory of the season. Washington routed the Dodgers 7-2 as John Lennon earned the win with 6 strong innings and also hit his first Major League home run with a 2-run shot. Dan Uggla's first career pinch hit home run lifted the Atlanta Braves to a 6-4 win over the Cincinnati Reds. The Mets edged 4-7-6 as David Wright came off a disabled list swinging and hit 2 RBI doubles. The Chicago Cubs beat Houston 4-2 at Wrigley Field. Aramis Ramirez and Alfonso Soriano both hit 5th inning homers. Over in the American League, Texas trounced Toronto 12-2 as Nelson Cruz went 4-for-4 with 8 RBIs. Johnny Peralta finished a triple short of the cycle and had 4 RBIs in Detroit's 8-2 victory over the Minnesota Twins. Kansas City said so long to Tampa Bay 10-4 as Melky Cabrera had 3 hits and drove in 3 runs. Jacob Ellsbury continued his July power surge with his 7th home run of the month, and John Lackey picked up his 3rd consecutive win as the Boston Red Sox extended Seattle's losing streak to 13 with a 7-4 victory. The New York Yankees routed Oakland 17-7 as Mark Teixeira hit his 26th homer. The White Sox blanked Cleveland 3-0. Gavin Floyd allowed 4 hits over 7 2/3 innings. And Irvin Santana took a one-hitter into the 8th inning. Vernon Wells hit a grand slam in the 9th, and the Angels beat the Baltimore Orioles 6-1. In other sporting news, a Delaware judge has rejected the Los Angeles Dodgers' proposed $150 million bankruptcy financing plan. It's a decision that likely will force the team to accept a financing offer for Major League Baseball. The Dodgers had previously rejected MLB's offer, saying it likely would result in legal battles and was an attempt by Baseball Commissioner Bud Selig to take control of the team and force a sale. The NFL is stuck in a holding pattern. NFL Players Association President Kevin Mawai says his group's leadership is discussing the terms of the most recent written proposal from owners, but there's no vote yet by the players and probably won't be until next week. Meanwhile, NFL general managers and other team executives are meeting to discuss specifics of the labor agreement approved by the owners on Thursday night. They are making plans for the season, discussing such issues as how to handle free agency so training camps might open next week. Carolina Panthers GM Marty Herney was at a meeting of the NFL executives in Atlanta getting briefed on the new rules for next season. He says the entire NFL is just waiting. NFL owners are hoping the players approve the deal that would bring an end to the four-month lockout that has forced the league to call off the Hall of Fame exhibition opener that was scheduled for August 7th. The owners approved the tentative deal 31-0 on Thursday. A person familiar with the situation says the Detroit Pistons will offer Lawrence Frank their coaching position within 2 days. The person spoke to the AP on condition of anonymity Thursday night because the team isn't commenting on its search. The offer was first reported by Yahoo Sports. Pistons fired John Keister on June 5th after the team missed the playoffs each of his two seasons as coach. Frank went 225 and 241 in 6.5 seasons as coach of the New Jersey Nets. He was an assistant for the Boston Celtics last season. Portland assistant Bernie Bickerstaff interviewed with the Minnesota Timberwolves on Friday, and former Houston coach Rick Adelman was scheduled to come in Saturday as the team searches for a new coach. A person with knowledge of the process told the AP on Friday about the interviews. The T-Wolves fired Kurt Rambis earlier this month. The brother of former NHL strongman Derek Bougard has been charged with providing the prescription drug that contributed to Bougard's overdose death. The complaint filed in Minnesota says 24-year-old Aaron Bougard gave his brother an oxycodone pill the day of his death. 28-year-old Derek Bougard was found dead in his apartment May 13th, of authorities later ruled was a toxic mix of alcohol and oxycodone. Hennepin County Attorney Mike Freeman says Derek Bougard had gotten out of a drug rehabilitation center in New York the day before his brother gave him the pill that contributed to his death. Texas A&M is bumping football coach Mike Sherman's salary up $2.2 million annually and adding a year to the four remaining on his contract. Sherman is getting a $400,000 raise per year as he has completed 3 of his 7 years on his existing contract. Sherman led the Aggies to a 9-4 season in 2010. His career record in 3 seasons at A&M is even 19-19. Chad Campbell and Michael Thompson share the 36-hole lead at the Canadian Open. They own a 1-stroke lead over Lee Jansen and Paul Goitis. And the first rider is taken to the road in the time trial that will decide a dramatically close Tour de France. Cadel Evans of Australia has to make up almost a minute of leader Andy Schleck of Luxembourg. Also in the running is Schleck's older brother, Frank, who is 4 seconds ahead of Evans. The riders compete in reverse order of their standings, so the contenders will only take to the course in the afternoon Saturday. Although there is one more stage, the leader after the time trial is certain to be the overall victor. That's actually taking a look at Pacific Coast League baseball action as well for you. From last night, it was Omaha 10-4 over Round Rock, Nashville 5-2 over Iowa. Today's game, see Iowa at Nashville for a 6:35 start time, and Round Rock is at Omaha at Warner Park for a 7:05 first pitch. And those teams will play once again on Sunday as well. Round Rock at Omaha is an afternoon game at 2:05, and Iowa at Nashville will be a 6:35 start time once again on Sunday. We also have Cardinals baseball coming up later on for you this evening as they'll take on the Pittsburgh Pirates. We'll pick that up after our fair coverage here this evening. We'll join that game at 7:05 tonight. That's a check of the latest sports this hour here on KJN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.